Welcome to Discipleship 24/7 podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Blake, and this is Discipleship 24/7 live show. Grab your Bible, grab a notepad, and we're going to talk about love your enemies. This is February. Valentine's Day is coming up. And let's define what love is. Join me. Welcome back. I know it's been a long time since we did a show, and I had some, glitches trying to do a show, and I was trying to figure that out. So we're looking at Matthew chapter 5, and we're talking about loving our enemies. This is very hard for believers to take to really process, if you will. Feel free to jump in the chat if you have any questions. I mean, we're going to talk about God, Jesus, church, the Bible, but this morning we're going to jump into Matthew chapter 5. Starting with verse 43, and it says, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemy, pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who you love, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you're only great or greet your only brother, what more are you doing to others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father." Father, we just thank you for this passage. Encourage us as we dig in to the message here. Amen. So February, we're talking about love. Valentine's Day is coming up, and we show love to one another. And many of us are thinking of gifts for our loved one. What can we give to our loved one to show our love? If you're following with us, you could check out. And this is, again, our Facebook page. You know, we talk about love. And so the Facebook page right now is advertising the biggest passage that many believers memorize. Many believers know by heart, and that is John 3:16. For God so loved the world. He so loved the world. And that is something that we are trying to share with everybody, even non-believers, non-churchgoers, just everybody and everyone. We're trying to share this love. And the thing that gets us is Jesus is telling his disciples about love. And he says, you've heard it. You love your enemy, or you love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But Jesus says, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. And so this is really hard for some of us. Even as brothers and sisters in Christ, this is hard. Because loving our enemy, loving someone that hates us, dislikes us, is hard. Because it's unnatural. This is an unnatural thing to do. Unnatural response. And Jesus wants us to love and to pray for those enemies in our lives. And it's rough. It's rough, you know? And perhaps you are in the same situation, right? You're thinking like, wow, how can I love someone that hates me? How can I want to love someone that dislikes me? It's hard. It's very hard. And so we are told in Scripture that we need to love our enemies just as we love our neighbors. And that is very hard. That is very hard. It's unnatural. Like I said, it's unnatural. You know, you might dislike someone at work. They might be on your list because they got the promotion and you didn't. And yet we are told to love everyone, even our enemies. Even our enemies. And this is hard to share, especially Christians. We're trying to share this with everyone in the world. And, you know, when we preach the gospel, share the gospel, people look at us. It's like, what are you doing? You know, what's going on? And this is because, again, people expect something in return, right? You do something for somebody, they expect you to give in return, right? You know, one hand washes the other. That's how sometimes things in this world run. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. But Jesus tells believers, tells his disciples to love his enemies. Pray for them. That's hard too. We have to pray for these enemies, right? We have to pray for them. Pray for someone that we may not know, right? We may not know fully. And this is why this passage is hard for believers. It's hard for us. And so that kind of leads up to the passage before it, okay? Let's rewind. In Matthew chapter 5, if we go go back to verse 38, it says, you have heard it. It was said, an eye for an eye and tooth for tooth. That's what usually we think about our enemies, right? Verse 39 says, I tell you not to resist the evil person, but whoever slaps your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you, take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. Whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give him who asks you, and from him who wants you to borrow from, and do not turn away. And then we talk about love your enemies. Love your enemies. Now, many of us can think of, right? Love, right? Love, what's the word? We can think about love, right? Love is a, you could see love in different actions, right? Love can be seen by everyone. It's actions. You know, you open the door for someone. You do something for someone, right? Buy them a cup of coffee. You help them out, right? Paint a wall, move furniture, borrow your vehicle. These are actions of love. Out of love, you've done this for someone without expecting or thinking anything in return. And we can see that. And that is so important because people are watching believers. People are watching brothers and sisters in Christ. Just to see what one reaction is, right? And, you know, the world could use more love. The world could use more people to open doors for someone. The world could use more people to, hey, they drop something, let me pick it up for them. The world could use more people to show kind, compassion, love, just as Jesus has shown us, just as God has shown us. Now, let's back up to the passage about loving your enemies. Now, it doesn't mean we have to like them, right? We have to like our enemies. It doesn't mean we need to forgive them. Excuse me. It doesn't mean that we need to forgive them. Although Jesus reminds us that we need to forgive a person, just as Christ has forgiven us. But what loving our enemy means is we need to we need to forgive them and desire what's best for them. You know, pray for your enemy. The thing is, if we harbor anger and bitterness in our life towards others, it's not hurting them. It's not affecting them. It's affecting you and me. Because we're holding up and building up, you know, the anger, the feelings of hatred, dislike. And we need to look deep in our heart to forgive our enemies. Excuse me, I had that backwards earlier. Because all those emotions in us, bottled in us, they're going to hurt us more than anything else. The thing is, when we look at love, we look at the big picture, right? And it comes down to this. God loved us. God loves each and every one. Because while we are still sinners, while we're still enemies, Romans 5:8, that he loves us enough to send his son. To send his son. To deal with the problem. I'm going to flip over to Romans real quick. And it says, God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. That's love. We're not perfect. Brothers and sisters in Christ is not perfect. The church is not perfect. But each and every one of us has that goal. And that's to share the word. And each and every one of us, as a brother and sister in Christ, as a church body, has that goal to share the word. And part of that goal is to reach others about Christ, to shine the light of Christ. And we start with love. Love. There's a worship song. I'm going to see if I could find it. A worship song. And it's an interesting song. Let's see if I could find it here. Interesting song, because it talks about love. Check it out. When I call on your name, you answer. When I fall, you are there by my side. You delivered me out of darkness. Now I stand in the hope of new life. By grace I'm free, you rescued me. All I am is yours. Such a beautiful song. You know, love came down and rescue me. Love came down. I am yours. I am yours. Such a beautiful song. And it is the hope and prayer that we take this song, this worship song, and share that with the world. Share that. Amen. Thank you for joining Discipleship 24/7 live. Praying that we just think about love in February. Think about reaching others with God's love. Think about reaching out with God's love. Think about shining the light of Christ. Sharing the story. sharing our life, sharing how when we met Christ, what changed in our life. And may we just go and share the message with each person we meet. Amen.